Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east, and from the west, from the north, and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's thank God for the gift of salvation and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Open your mouth, somebody, and give the Lord thanks. Father, we give you all the praise. Father, we bless you and we honor you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gifts of salvation. Thank you for making us your own. Thank you for translating us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, making us heirs of the promise of Abraham. Thank you for the opportunity to encounter you in the heat of the day today. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14 says, where there's no guidance, if people fall, but in an abundance of counselors, there's safety. Let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Go Music and the entire ministry. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Go Music and the entire ministry. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Ministry. Thank you for leadership. Thank you even for the anniversary. Thanksgiving, Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, Majestic King, in the precious name of Jesus. We are grateful that we have the teaching priest. We thank you that we are led by you, O God, through our leadership in the name of Jesus. Thank you that every member is also in peace and one peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Now 51 verse 17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. So let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we've trespassed against God's will, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name have we prayed. Amen.
Amen.
I see heaven in glory and in splendor. I hear voices like lightning, they thunder. I see the throne, the King of glory seated. Let all heads bow and every nation cry out, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us pray, asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety. In relation to his end time kingdom agenda should be established, my God. Let us pray. Lord, that your will was end in my life and that of the ministry in line with your end time kingdom agenda. Let it be established, my God. Let there be an establishment of your purpose, O God, for my life. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah. Amen. And so let's pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Open your mouth and pray this prayer, Father. We ask of you, O God, to ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully, Lord, for every time spent, for every resource invested, Lord Jesus, for every time and mind and planning time, meetings, Lord Jesus, everything we do in relation to you, the work that is to be done in Glow Music, Lord Jesus, that it translates into increase in the work we do, Lord, that we'll have enough to be able to get the help we need, we'll have enough to be able to serve the kingdom, serve the society, serve our families and ourselves. In the name of Jesus, it gives you glory. When all these are sorted, Lord Jesus, we and so Father, let this be the case in Jesus' name. Finally, concerning divine health, join verse 1 to verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24 also says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Based on these scriptures, we are praying, enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives, our families, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Let's pray from the depth of our hearts, both in understanding and the language of the Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, you bring provision for our divine health in your word. We've seen it, we believe it, and so Lord, let it be so in our lives. So God, we reject sickness, we reject weakness, we reject any form of challenge, any health challenge that is affecting anyone's service, affecting anyone's time for you. Lord Jesus, heal in the name of Jesus. Show the way to go. Show what to do for situations where, oh God, the means have been tried and are not working. Lord Jesus, show the way out, how to deal with every situation. Lord, as continue to trust you and send me, show us how to deal with them, oh God, so that our testimonies will abound unto many in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord thanks for answering prayer. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you, my Lord. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you. You deserve a very big thank you.
Another Monday, and God, by his mercies, has granted us the opportunity to see another week. To God be the glory, Many great things has he done, and we are grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As part of our study on international spiritual growth for end time ministers, I ought to remind us one more time that in the end time, ministers have to be intentional about growing spiritually or about their spiritual growth. You can be singing week on week and yet drowning spiritually. That's why it's important that you are conscious of putting in the effort to grow your spiritual life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as part of that, we've been looking at the element of walking in wisdom. And one key, which is part of walking in wisdom, is the key of work. And we've also studied that in our work, to excel in work, we ought to work with God, not in isolation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must work with God and not in isolation. Sometimes we start with God and then we park God by the wayside. That, yes, we've started, but now we want to drive the car. And we leave him at the boot or by the wayside, that we just want to finish the work. We thank God that as we learn these things, he would provide us grace also to effect them, to apply them, so that we can experience the results that are necessary for us to be productive as end-time ministers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In our previous meeting, which was Work with God 5 or so, we studied on prepare for promotion by diligence. Our work should never be void of diligence in order to attract promotion. Now, Jesus operated every gift by the Holy Spirit, and yet he worked hard. How do we know Jesus operated every gift? Scripture says that to him was given the Spirit without measure. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, he comes with gifts. And we know of the various gifts from Scripture, gifts of healing, interpretation of dreams, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and then the power gifts. All right, so he comes with gifts. But Jesus was operating all these gifts. Now, in Acts 10:38, we see how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. They did say that Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who sat in his house?
No.
He went about doing good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He could have said that, I have all this power. Let me just wait for people to come to me. And then no. He said he went about doing good. How would Samaria hear the gospel if Jesus had not moved? He met the woman at the well, and this Samaritan, she ran into the city with the word, come and see a man I have met. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your ministry will be spread abroad. Amen.
Amen.
YouTube must not make us lazy. That where we have to now move to touch others. You see, oh, everything is now electronic and then we are lazying about. We must move, and we will move in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In John 7:38, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The gifts of the Spirit. It must flow forth. It must touch other people. Some people say, oh, Pastor, I want to be anointed. I want to be anointed. Pray over me. I want to be so anointed. What is the purpose of the anointing if it's not going to be a blessing to others? God is blessing you with more and more and more for you to be a blessing to others. This second half of the year, when we move on outreaches, make up your mind and engage your heart that I'm going to partake in everything that must be done. I am, whether I have to extend my hand, whether I have to be there present, everything that I must do, I will engage fully so that the gospel of the kingdom will be moved around and it will touch the lives of people around. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Divine provisions and interventions are for our equipping to be more productive in the kingdom of God, and it's not for selfish purposes or to empower the spirit of laziness and non-achievement. And so when God makes provisions for us, when he grants us his gifts, they are to equip us to be more productive in the kingdom. In Isaiah 6:8, it says, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not." So, focusing on the verse 8, someone must go with the word sent by God to bring deliverance to a generation. But who is going to go? Who is going to go with that word of righteousness, the word of holiness, the preaching of repentance, the preaching of redemption through Christ Jesus? Who is going to go? Not the preaching of join my church, not the preaching of come for my program, but the preaching of give your life to Christ, even if it does not necessarily mean come to my church. Who is going to go with sacrifice, putting in that effort for the souls? The laborers are few. Who is going to go searching for fresh souls, not transporting souls from one church to the other? God help us. Just for a couple of seconds, I want you to pray that, Lord, grant me the heart and the burden for souls in the mighty name of Jesus. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. To see the expansion of your kingdom. The desire to see, Lord, your kingdom expand. The desire to see souls saved in the mighty name of Jesus. The passion to see souls rescued in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We need people who be doers in our generation and not mere observers nor talkers. In our generation, it seems talk and noise is even earning money. We see situations, you can see like a clear example, there's an accident. Nobody is helping the people and they are rather taking pictures and commentary and earning money on views whilst the situation is not being rescued. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
So don't be a mere observer nor a talker, but rather be a doer. Be the change that you want to see in our senior high schools. Start the change. People are demanding recognition instead of earning that place, and it must stop. Promotion cometh from God, yes, but promotion, it comes through diligence. And that is why we must engage diligence, especially if we want to see unending results.
Amen.
Diligence means careful or persistent work. That is what diligence means. So when you talk about the diligence, they are always careful and they are persistent. It's not just being careful, but being persistent. Sometimes we start a job or we enter a new company. We are so careful about the things we do. We are so careful about the things we say, how we talk, where we go. When we go for break, we come back on time. We even come 10 minutes before the break is over, 30 minutes before the break is over. Everybody see us as we are careful about the work we do. When we are sent, we report exactly. We don't do this, we don't do that. But sometimes, 1 year later, a totally different attitude. We are now careless. We are not full in our care. We are now less of it. We are careless. Not even to talk about the persistence, but we are careless. How can you be promoted in all honesty when you are careless with your work? Now you are complacent. Now you are familiar. So you talk anyhow to your boss. The police say, has stopped. And now you just talk like it's your co-equal. Your pastor, because he's familiar with you. Now you've lost your sense of respect. And you talk anyhow and say things anyhow. And these are the things plaguing our generation of today. And God really help us. Because there must be a change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please say after me, I must be the change.
I must be the change.
To see the change all around me.
To see the change all around me.
You are praying right now that, Lord, you require diligence. You require diligence, and today I surrender myself that please help me to be diligent in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. To show diligence. Everything that you have placed under my responsibility, Lord, I ask for the grace to be diligent with it in the mighty name of Jesus. To be diligent with it. Not to be careless. To show full diligence. To be careful. To be careful. To be careful with every gift you've placed in my hand. Every opportunity that you've granted into my hand. Grant me the grace to be careful in the mighty name of Jesus. To handle it carefully. Kabarababu shebedebeyande. Ramamaya shabarabaya kabarababu shebedebeya baraba. Rabakayande rebedebeyande rebezande rebakaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. If you've not given your life to Christ Jesus, please let me let you understand that you cannot save yourself through acquiring money. There are people who, with all the money, they still go to hell. Jesus said to it will even be more difficult because God does not need our money to grant us eternal life. And when you give your life to Christ, there's a peace that you have and joy that you have that anything else, the love of a woman can't satisfy that joy. And so today I am asking you to give your life to Jesus and ask for his lordship over your heart. Just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life, for keeping me alive to see this day of salvation. I surrender my life fully into your hands. Please be the Lord and be the master over my life from today and forever. I give my all to you as my king. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. Jesus, we adore.
just give your life to Christ, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. God bless you.
Oh, Holy Spirit, Spirit, we adore you. We lay our lives before you. The grace, of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,
the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and bless now and forevermore. Amen.